The USDA has said the case involves a high-risk animal, like the downer cow, which tested positive last December. Testing on those animals was accelerated. Following criticism, the U.S. tested too few animals for the disease. The initial rapid tests are supposed to ensure meat doesn't get into the food chain, like the diseased dairy cow found last year in the state of Washington. It was ground up for beef before test results were confirmed. Tom Teeting with the Wisconsin Farm Bureau says younger cattle aren't susceptible to mad cow, but older ones are, and they're getting increased scrutiny.
Probably where we may continue to find some of the false positives in the older animals that were around before some of the steps were put into place on the feeding that have now been banned.
Beef farmers can no longer use feed that contains parts of other animals, but they can feed calves milk powder, which contains dried blood. Madison-based mad cow researcher John Stauber says the government should forbid the practice and test all beef cattle like Japan does. Stauber accuses the Bush administration of mishandling the mad cow disease and questions whether the second possible case was kept under wraps.
Here we are a couple weeks after the election, so I think a legitimate question is going to be, was this result delayed post-election?
Stauber says he has no evidence of that. This past summer, two other possible cases of mad cow were suspected. Cattle prices went down temporarily before tests confirmed the animals were disease-free. John Freitag of the Wisconsin Beef Council notes the public continued eating meat.
The consumer, it was a non-issue to them. They basically continued to eat beef and felt that it was a safe product.
Some countries, however, still won't accept U.S. beef, even though the first case of mad cow was found in an animal which had come from Canada. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.